This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here in the Metro East, I don't believe that we've seen Katie Stewart in the 112th District say that she's going to pull her support from Mike Madigan. She has definitely supported him in the past, taken a lot of money from him. And there are a lot of, I think Hoffman as well, has not come out and said that he is not going to support Mike Madigan. The question is, why would they not support him? And what have we seen from other Democrats who have been calling out Mike Madigan to provide some answers to a lot of these very worthwhile questions? Well, that's why we welcome Amy Cordy onto the show. She's the Vice President of Policy at Illinois Policy Institute, illinoispolicy.org, and she joins us now. Amy, great to have you back on the show with us. This is a subject that a lot of people listening to the show are very interested in the details to. What can you tell us?
Hi, Annie. So far today, as you just mentioned, several Democrats have said Mike Madigan needs to step down as Speaker of the Illinois House. We have 19 Democratic representatives so far on record, and it's really even spread to top leadership in the Illinois Democratic Party, such as U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Tammy Duckworth. They've called on him to step down as chairman of the Illinois Democratic Party, and so has Governor Pritzker. So there are increasing voices saying that Mike Madigan is an anchor on the Democratic Party in Illinois.
Amy, if he is not the Speaker of the House for the first time in a long, long time, Is there concern, because he's still a House member, is there concern that he could still just be pulling the strings from the sidelines?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point. It's not a matter of just replacing Mike Madigan as Speaker, because he has built up this infrastructure that props up one person with a whole lot of power. And so you don't want to just exchange one person with too much power for another person with too much power. So the first step, you need to get rid of Mike Madigan as Speaker. He really should step down. He has become the emblem of corruption in Illinois. But then you need to shift your focus, all of us do as Illinois citizens and voters, from the person to the process. And you need to make a clean break with the past. So we would encourage the representatives in the Illinois House to shift their focus then to the rules that have made Mike Madigan so powerful. So they need to reform the House rules that invest the Speaker with way too much power, and then institute ethics reform. There are lots of bills that could be passed to really clean up Springfield and make a break with that culture of corruption. And then they really ought to make reforms to the map making process in Illinois. You know, this is a redistricting year for the United States, with the census numbers will be coming out in April. And right now, politicians pick their voters in Illinois instead of voters picking their politicians. It should be the other way around. So that process needs to change as well.
Amy Cordy, spot on with that, exactly the way it has gone in the state of Illinois. Vice President of Policy at Illinois Policy Institute. You mentioned that Governor Pritzker has said that Mike Madigan, House Speaker for 35 years, needs to answer questions or he needs to step down. What are these questions that even Governor Pritzker is calling on probably the most powerful individual in state politics in the country? What questions are so pertinent that even J.B. Pritzker is saying, yeah, you need to fess up or answer up to some of these questions that everybody's looking at you at right now?
Well, those questions would be surrounding the investigation into ComEd and the federal bribery charges that have been that have landed at ComEd's door. And the speaker has issued statements saying he had nothing to do with this bribery scheme involving at least four of his close associates. And the federal indictment, to which all of these four people pleaded not guilty today in federal court in Chicago, the indictment involves a scheme to bribe Mike Madigan as the Speaker of the House on behalf of ComEd by funneling money and jobs to his associates in order to gain favor with the Speaker, who has such control over the legislative agenda in the Illinois House of Representatives. So Governor Pritzker said that Madigan shouldn't just issue these denying statements. He should make himself available to the press to answer really detailed questions about what he knew and how this whole scheme evolved without him allegedly not knowing anything about it.
Amy Cordy is Vice President of Policy at Illinois Policy. Let me ask you this question. Why has it taken the FBI, the federal FBI, getting involved in this for there to see some of these things come to light when we have our own attorney general and we have our own law process here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know a lot of these corruption charges, they are federal charges, so that would be appropriate for the U.S. attorney to bring on behalf of the federal government. I'm not sure to what extent state charges could also be brought, which would be the purview of the Illinois Attorney General. But that just shows the need, though, to clean up this whole culture of corruption so that we don't invest someone with so much power that he's seen as a great target for bribery by, you know, people with their own private interests. And there are a lot of laws that Illinois state reps and state senators could pass to institute ethics reform to make a clean break with the past and show there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, there's so much that rests in the hands of Mike Madigan. Much to Mike, I mean, this is the Madigan design. It is the way it is. The power exists in his hands because he's created it. He's manifested it in the multiple decades that he has been in this position. You were talking about, when you were discussing ethics reform previously, you were talking about how if this were to go outside of the way of a future Mike Madigan speakership again, that they need to invest in that ethics reform. Can you talk to me a little bit about what kind of power that Mike Madigan has given that speakership that allows him to really, in a backdoor, quiet room kind of way, decide whatever gets discussed, whatever would get voted on? I mean, there's nothing that gets by Mike Madigan that gets out into the public that he hasn't blessed already. Can you kind of tell us, how does it work in Springfield when it's Mike Madigan Springfield?
Yeah, absolutely. So the House Rules of Procedure are what govern the making of legislation in the Illinois House of Representatives. And those very rules have some of the keys to the Speaker's power. So the Speaker, under one of the rules, gets to appoint chairs of committees. Well, those chairmanships go with $10,000 stipends. So when the Speaker is the sole person who gets to appoint chairs, he can reward his allies by giving them a $10,000 stipend as a chair of a committee, and nice. He can punish his people who cross him, like Scott Drury, who had the temerity to not vote for the speaker as speaker in, I think, 2017. He was stripped of his committee chairmanship, and he himself said in a newspaper article at the time that he knew at least one other representative who didn't want to cross the speaker by not voting for him as speaker because he didn't want his committee chairmanship and the $10,000 stipend taken away. You know, that's not pocket change. $10,000 is real money. So that's just one rule. Another rule allows the any bills to just be parked in what's called the Rules Committee instead of usually they go to the Rules Committee first, and then that committee would assign them to a substantive committee like Veterans Affairs or Agriculture or something like that. Well, we'll just say that the Rules Committee chair is appointed by the Speaker. If there's a bill that is not supposed to see the light of day, that bill can just go to the Rules Committee to die and never be seen, never be heard or voted on again. And there are actually multiple ethics bills in 2019 that were just kind of parked in the Rules Committee, never got a vote. For example, there was a bill that would have prohibited lawmakers from lobbying local governments like the Chicago City Council, for example, or DuPage County Commission. those bills never saw the light of the day. They just went to Rules Committee and never got assigned out. So that's one example.
You mentioned some of these reforms and ethics rules that could be passed. My question is that without Madigan at the top, is there a possibility that some of these things could get through?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's increasing interest in ethics reform. And, you know, bribery is illegal, so we don't need another law to specifically prohibit bribery. But you need to create this expectation that this is a clean way of doing business and this is how we operate in Springfield now. So, for example, restrictions on lawmaker lobbying. So lobbying should not be done by lawmakers, even of other bodies of government, like, for example, a city council or a county commission or an executive agency. That lawmaker is in Springfield to represent his or her constituents and not to be lobbying other governmental entities for private clients. There's also the revolving door that lets you be a lawmaker on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, after you've left the General Assembly, go to work as a lobbyist and coming back and lobbying your former colleagues. Mm. Illinois is one of only 14 states that does not have a broad revolving door restriction. So if you instituted a cooling off period of 1 or 2 years so that you couldn't be a lawmaker on Tuesday and a lobbyist on Wednesday, that would set a tone of a much cleaner government.
Amy Cordy, thank you so much for coming on and updating us on this. So many Democrats have stepped up so far and put the pressure, the extra pressure on Mike Madigan, and I want to continue to spotlight that here on the Annie Fry Show. So we're always grateful for you to come on here and give us the latest. Thanks, Amy. Great to speak with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.